Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
What we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It's Friday, May 20th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. Amid a rise in COVID transmission, Los Angeles County has now been moved into the medium community transmission level, up from low on the CDC scale. More than 4,700 new cases were reported yesterday. We have not seen such high daily numbers since February, when the county was still coming out of the winter surge. Public health officials also report significant increases in outbreaks at schools and skilled nursing facilities. The county public health director calls the increases concerning because they may soon put pressure on our health care resources. The COVID case numbers have been climbing for weeks, and the reported numbers are probably an undercount given the popularity of at-home testing. KPCC senior health reporter Jackie Fortier notes cases started going up when indoor masking requirements were lifted, but those requirements are not coming back yet.
We wouldn't reinstate an indoor mask mandate until we reached the high community level rating, which would mean that we would need to see quite a few more people in the hospital before that would happen.
The lifting of the mask mandate and easing of other restrictions also means LA County has seen a very steep increase in cases of the flu. California condors, once on the brink of extinction, are slowly making a comeback, but still considered critically endangered. KPCC's Lita Martinez reports new research reveals an old threat lingers.
Researchers have found alarmingly high levels of DDT in condors living along California's coastline. The pesticide was banned in the U.S. in the 1970s, but it can linger in the environment for years. And it's estimated that hundreds of thousands of barrels of DDT and other industrial chemicals were dumped offshore in Southern California over the years.
Those chemicals get, you know, back into the water column and go up the food chain, and they get bioaccumulated.
That's Ignacio Vilchis with the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance and a co-author of the study. The toxins have already been found in local dolphin and sea lion populations. And since condors eat those animals when they die, they end up ingesting the chemicals as well, which may be hampering their recovery. DDT and its byproducts can disrupt hormonal pathways and hinder an animal's ability to reproduce. So far, scientists know it's making condor eggshells thinner. California condors typically hatch just one chick every 3 years, and there are only about 300 of them in the wild. I'm Lita Martinez.
The man accused of tackling Dave Chappelle on stage at the Hollywood Bowl is now facing an attempted murder charge in a separate case. 23-year-old Isaiah Lee is accused of stabbing his roommate during a fight in December. He has pleaded not guilty. The L.A. County District Attorney says the publicity generated by the attack on Chappelle helped police solve the attempted murder case. His office declined to file felony charges against Lee in the Hollywood Bowl incident, in which police say he was armed with a replica gun with a retractable knife blade. Chappelle was not hurt, and the DA calls it a misdemeanor conduct case. City prosecutors charged Lee with 4 misdemeanor counts in that case, to which he has pleaded not guilty as well. In downtown Los Angeles, the long-stalled renovation of Pershing Square may finally be getting underway in the coming months. And while there is some funding for it, about $7 million or so, it is unclear where the rest of the money for the project will come from. The 5-acre park sits atop a massive underground parking structure. A redesign was set in motion back in 2015, spearheaded by a nonprofit called Pershing Square Renew and by former City Council member Jose Huizar, who's facing federal corruption charges now. At a Parks and Rec Commission meeting this week, Vice President Lynn Alvarez had questions about the nonprofit, which is now defunct.
I'm assuming that they had to be accountable to somebody. So what happened with that? And are we going to get some kind of a report? Because we really sort of turned it over to them to take charge.
Parks and Rec General Manager Mike Shul says the department has no official account of where Pershing Square Renew left off on fundraising.
We did not have access to any of their records because none of those funds were actual city funds. So unfortunately, we would not be able to provide any record of, and to my knowledge, I don't believe that they raised any money.
The first phase of construction is scheduled to start along Olive Street and includes the demolition of the cafe structure there at Pershing Square, landscaping on the park's perimeter, and a new entry plaza and elevators to the parking beneath. The goal is to get that part of the project done by fall of next year. Completing the whole project will depend on securing more funding. There's just one weekend left of this year's Renaissance Pleasure Fair at the Santa Fe Dam. KPCC's Julia Paskin introduces you to a pair of participants rolling up their sleeves for a final round of shows.
Wash the laundry in the wash. Wash the laundry, wring it out, and do it again.
This Ren Fair was the first in the country and started out a lot smaller here in L.A. almost 60 years ago. And for about half that time, the well-washing wenches have been some of the only women Ren Fair performers traveling the country.
We are available for marriage.
It's true.
And we're a little bitter because we drank our dowry.
So no money, but we have very good at cleaning. And some of those men need a very deep cleaning.
Yes.
Because they are very, very dirty.
Performers Danielle DuPont and Kristen Lynn, a.k.a. Daphne and Dottie, are funny, bawdy, and proud to wear the name of wench. Daphne will tell you why.
A wench is a woman who worketh for her living and is not supported by a parent or husband. So that's the reason why wench has a terrible connotation. It's because we make our own coin.
And make their own coin they do. The well-washing wenches perform at Renaissance festivals around the country.
In Florida Shire, England, and New York Shire, England.
Arizona Shire, England.
Boston Shire, England.
You can catch them in Irwindale Shire, England, this coming Saturday and Sunday. The wenches recommend you order the dragon's milk. I'm Julia Paskin.
Be in the wash. Wash the laundry, bring it out, and do it again.
The day is drizzly to start out with low clouds hanging around coastal areas today. Afternoon highs will be in the mid to upper 60s at the beaches in the L.A. Basin and inland Orange County. Coastal valleys around 70. Riverside highs will be in the low 70s. And the Coachella Valley will warm into the 90s. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.